station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Just a mere 15 minutes almost after the hour. We're right on time as far as I'm concerned. It's Studio C and the show on Tuesday nights. How are you all?
We're here.
We're here. We're queer. Get over it.
Yeah, we're over it.
Yeah. I'm kind
of
used to it.
Out of everybody else around the table, though Doc is going to hell, I'm optimistic for a relationship from someone that needs to stay in the country.
Well.
I'm not sure how the rest of you are feeling.
If you don't tell them what you bring to the table, how will they know?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
And I figure the easiest way to share the student debt is to get married and let them share it with me. You know how that works out.
Right, yeah.
The only difference is I don't have any student debt, but it's all right. We'll find some somewhere along the way.
We're in the twilight's last gleaming of mine.
You're working that out. Oh my gosh. I can help.
I'm sure we've got it. Hi everybody, welcome to the show, the chat room. This is show 315, and Chip is there, Anant, Joe is in there. Everybody, well,
hi guys.
The usual suspects are in there. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Mama Di is listening.
Probably so. She didn't text me today to ask me which show it was, but it's so challenging to find out when it says live now on YouTube. So she's probably got it all figured out.
I like it.
Probably so. Who knows?
Oh. And since I forgot about the YouTube chat page for a good 3 months, I'm going to go look at that
now.
I thought about that the other day.
I looked to see if there was anybody in there, but because I don't ever keep that up. So the only ones that are going to monitor that are going to be y'all.
And by that, he means y'all.
I wish there was... I don't think if there's a way that I can do it without bringing... I don't need the picture. I just want the chat room part of it. But I'm not really that terribly worried about it, so that's it. Oh, I just realized something. Oh, I can do that from here. Heaven's sakes alive. Anywho, well, as we do, we start around...
Nobody's there.
Well, sorry. Right. We've only been broadcasting on that for 45 minutes, so it's not like they didn't know we were there.
No. Yeah.
It's all right.
They know how to find us.
They do. More and more.
You can
or
text
more or
us
less.
And tweet us. And
So many ways to get to us. Yes. So it's been another week since we've been together. And
it's been a week already.
Oh, my gosh. It has. It's felt like...
Well, a lifetime.
Sometimes they go really fast.
Yeah.
And other times you're like, it's only Wednesday? What? Like the day after? Like, it seems like it should be further along. But what the hell?
How is it September?
Oh my God, no kidding.
For real.
That really is.
I mean, we're just moments away from people bitching about Christmas decorations being up.
Well, speaking of which, I saw the
my lights have been on the house all year.
No. But I mean, I saw the... Relax.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Stand down, lady.
Wow. Holy shit.
I'm not talking about your linen.
There's a box in the mudroom, as Al would call it.
Well, I had to make an emergency... Hi, Mama. There she is in the chat room. I had to make an emergency repair on the because I had a strand go out mid-strand, and I refuse to be that neighbor. I'm okay with the Christmas lights being up because I just like them year-round. I think they look good. And actually, like I've said before, the neighbor here on one side of me likes it because it lights up the way between the two houses.
Sure.
Security. I'm all about this. So I had one piece of one of the strands go out, and I'm not going through 87 little light bulbs to fix it.
Right.
So I cut a good section out of another strand and spliced it in and fixed it. We're all good. Yeah, of course they did. Because I don't want to be that neighbor that has shitty Christmas lights up all year.
Sure.
Non-working.
Correct.
Yeah. I can have fully operable anything I want.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have, I don't want the car in the front yard that doesn't run or doesn't work that I'm going to restore one day. No. We don't need that.
It's not going to happen.
If it's going to be around.
Get it off the lawn.
If it's going to be here, it's going to operate or work,
Absolutely.
All that. So, but the box is actually some old stuff that needs to go away. So I'll figure out how to repurpose it somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just thought that was interesting. And I'm like, what's happening?
It's on it. That box is on its way out. You can mark it down as Clayton is getting rid of a box.
Got it. Okay.
Now, unfortunately, yeah. I have not figured out how to get rid of. I haven't got rid of any vacuum. Well, I got rid of one, but I need to get rid of more vacuums.
It's so weird to listen to you say that.
What, the get rid of?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got that new vacuum.
I know.
And the rest be damned.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's so good. Throwing it's so good that Al would even like it.
We still have not met this therapist.
Right.
So vacuum. Vacuuming is like therapy, as far as I'm concerned. That works.
Insane.
Yes. Oh, and then though. Go, but these
trucks are gone. Vacuums are leaving.
I know, lots
I need the name and license number of this therapist because doing a world of good.
But the motherfuckers at Shark Vacuum have got me again.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, no.
Well,
now what?
Another
dun,
guy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
Run Shark.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Infomercials. Another infomercial. They have a new version of the vacuum I just bought.
Oh, no.
But it's got the detachable, so it can go completely under
William.
Things.
We can make all these noises with our mouth.
Fuckers. So
sons of bitches.
It's not available on QVC yet, so I'm not ready for five easy payments of...
Just ask an aunt. They'll keep watch for you. An aunt loves the QVC. Remember?
No, it was the other one.
Oh, God, Joe, I know...
There's another one with an H. HGTV, what's it called?
Well, that's House and Garden.
No.
HGTV is Home and Garden TV.
But there's a QVC with
there's
an H.
There's QVC, there's HSN.
HSN.
Oh. Yes. There's two or three
that's
different versions.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, that's right.
I thought he was doing the QVC.
Joe, in reference to your LED holiday lights, I get it. They use less power. I would like to, but I'm waiting for them to come out with the LED Christmas lights that don't look like shit. As soon as they do, I'm on board.
What do you mean look like shit?
I'll go get
it. Get out of the water! That was worth it.
I'll go get it and just set the vacuum here in the corner.
There you go.
You can just watch
people
the
can see it.
My
you have
God.
To let people see it.
Okay. Oh, I thought I put a picture up one day of it. When I got it, I thought I put a picture of it. Well, I can do that.
It may have happened.
I like that we're in two different shows.
Completely.
This isn't the first time.
No.
Sometimes it's been three different shows.
Welcome.
You two and we are on
That's
two
That's true. I guess two is an improvement.
Yes.
Over the four different shows.
One.
Yeah.
Almost
almost to one show.
No. Is John Williams going to sue us for
No, we talked over it the whole time. To critique it. I love how it fit in right here. That was
nice.
Yeah, that was was very appropriate.
Good.
That's a good critique. I appreciate that. Hello, Summer, all the way from Claremore. Is it Claremore? Claremore?
Claremore?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Oh,
I just
Oklahoma.
Where are the winds? I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay.
Everything's fine.
It's okay.
It's okay. What's happening?
No, Oklahoma.
Let's
okay. But I love how
God
many
damn,
ways you can read that line. Yeah.
Postal abbreviation puns are not allowed.
No,
I think
song.
They are always allowed. Puns are always allowed, I say.
It's not is a that pun. Not
it's
that,
a pun.
It's how many different ways you can read that Oklahoma is okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe they should come up with like Mad Libs. Oklahoma is just a blank.
There you go. I think
insert
it's
there.
There.
Flat.
Yes.
All those same adjectives could apply to this show.
Currently not flooded or on fire is what
I was
Oklahoma
just going to say. Yeah.
Still this show.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
a great place of refuge.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it? But I'm glad. I'm glad that they are.
Oh, and my aunt, who I'm guaranteed is not listening, she lives in the eastern part of Oklahoma on a lake. It's a beautiful place where she lives. My Aunt Susie lives in a beautiful area, except when it, the snow and ice. Yeah, because it's hilly. There's hilly areas. Yeah, it sucks. But hey, it's where she chose to live. Kat, what you been doing?
My gosh, well, I've been...
Hit me with it.
Yeah, Claremore. They're in Claremore.
Yeah, it is.
I have just been working. Yeah, we had Labor Day weekend. I do want to give a shout out to our friend and listener, Bridget.
Oh,
local
hi,
listener
Bridget.
Here.
The bridge.
She apparently belongs to a group of podcast enthusiasts.
Oh.
Who would have thought that?
Enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And they gathered at the Cobalt for happy hour on Friday.
Very
to share their enthusiasm for a different podcast than ours.
That's okay. Right. That's okay.
But no, as they were leaving, there was a slight like alcohol induced. Oh my God, I know her. She's on the podcast I listen to, which was very nice. So Bridget, it was wonderful.
For those of us who don't have their glasses on, could you tell us in this picture which one is Bridget?
In the green shirt.
Left or right?
On the left.
Okay, thank you.
Nice choice of green.
Yes, it's a good green.
It's a lovely green.
It's an Al Perkins.
The other is teal. The other is a teal.
Are you calling that a teal? Yeah,
I would. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you on that teal. One.
Yep.
All right.
Well, judges
were. Well, yeah, they were. Yep. They were a lovely group, and they were just leaving as I was coming in. So and I hope they had a wonderful
that
time.
That's more than our listeners. Just that one.
In one shot. Right.
And I was thinking that time. If we could convert
about all of them, listen, we'd be double our normal.
We'd be double. We have two people.
Bridget, we're going to need you to bring two friends with you next time.
And they need to bring two friends.
Fabergé this shit.
Activate the phone tree.
Please do. Please do. I do. I prefer our listeners. I'm just saying. No offense to you all in the enthusiast group.
Yeah.
Please come aboard.
Yeah, we've been expecting you.
Oh.
Look at that.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I like where that went.
That's nice. All right.
That's so, so that happened, and then...
I need more coffee.
That's how I finished sex. Well, that happened.
When was the last time?
And then
I said it in the past tense.
It wouldn't be a gay bar on a Monday holiday without some day drag.
Oh.
So we did that at Cobalt on Monday. Had our what is it, Labor Day?
Every year. First
the days of labor.
I think so, yeah.
They're always a good time and NBA always kind of turns
drag
into
show.
Right. And sometimes you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Back in the '70s you sure as hell couldn't.
Yep.
Yeah. Good call.
Well, yeah, and it always kind of ends up with a little bit too much alcohol in the performers and a very lovely tribute to Brian Wiley.
Of course.
Because the host, T.C. Taylor, was great friends with Brian Wiley. And so it was a lovely afternoon to be had by all.
Nice. A little throwback to the Monday morning madness at the 307.
Oh, yeah.
Which
totally.
Some of the older people will remember. But Monday morning madness.
Three of us, dude.
Yeah, Monday morning madness was 6 a.m. at the 307 lounge.
Well, you gathered, and the show might start by 7.
Maybe.
Who knows? But yeah, you're right.
There was a way to tell time back then? I don't even know. We were
sundial.
We were always so trash because no one ever got up early for the thing.
No, you stayed up late. Yes. Right. Who would set an alarm to go see day drag?
And my million and one apologies to all the Labor Day participants who were working and trying to make a living while I was ordering slow gin fizzes and throwing what might have been a donut at a drag
queen. You don't know. You can't prove it.
That's a thing.
I wasn't sure where we were going with that
Well,
one.
I had
why
run out of
no
singles,
donuts?
So we went for donuts as a tip.
Wow.
If you'd seen the size of the performer, you'd know it could only help.
Tish? Fantastic. Was it Tish Tanner?
Probably. It's what she wanted. Do you give the homeless person a dollar or a donut? You know what I mean? There's always that question. Same thing for 6 a.m. drag queens.
Or sex.
That's fair.
Or sex.
Well, that happened.
Yep, and that's what I did this week. Yeah. Mark?
Well, sans donut, sans donut hurling at the drag queens.
I'm going to have to remember that. I'm going to a drag show tomorrow night.
Donut it only works for early morning. You got to do it's morning drag queens.
It has to be
only.
Morning drag queens.
Late night, it's very frowned upon.
So it would be frowned upon at the Houston fundraiser.
Banana bread might be better for a lady.
It depends on who you're throwing the donut at, really, at that point.
I can throw it at Barbara Seville. She'll be there.
There you go. Okay.
God, hey, if it'll raise a nickel, she'll take it. You know, Barbara.
There was the year that we were throwing
that bitch off.
We threw pennies at people. It was awful.
Is awful.
Remember remember we used to throw quarters at Tish when she would do the Salvation Army song. We always threw quarters at her. Do you not remember pelting that poor woman? But the beauty of because of her condition,
because of inflation started as pennies.
Because of her condition, she couldn't really feel anything. But not drunk. She had a physical.
Is that condition? She had alcohol.
No, she had a physical issue. But anyway, the point of that was she would do the number. She would do the number to collect quarters to do laundry.
Oh my God, that's right.
That's
God. That's what we were pelting at her. It was quarters for her laundry.
Yes. It's exactly what it was.
It was encouraged.
Yes. It was. That was that Salvation Army song where she would...
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you forgot that.
Oh, I know. I knew it was pocket change we were throwing at the fat lady. I just... And the fact that it was sanctioned by the bar.
Yes. Encouraged. Oh. Yeah, all those
can't
things.
Can't take a dollar in the machine.
Come here, girl. I want to rev up your machine.
The first or second
spin cycle.
I think it was the very first drag show at BS West when it was still inside and still just an employee turnaround party. I think it was the first one. Tish was the host. But it was all, there was no organization, and you just showed up with your music,
there was
turned it in.
No right.
It was just a thing that happened. And I remember showing up and hearing Tish from backstage with a microphone. Not backstage, behind a curtain.
Right.
There was no stage, and there was
generous.
No behind the stage. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Behind
somebody,
the dumpster.
Somebody stapled a tarp to the wall outside behind the dumpster.
Exactly. And she wore it as
she
a dress.
She was hiding behind a booth, is what it was back then.
So all I said was, what the fuck is behind that curtain?
And what did she say?
I don't think I said it to her for fear of my life.
Well, I was not sure.
And I had just a few years prior thrown change at the woman.
Probably weeks prior, wasn't that? Oh,
that's
my
funny.
God.
The lady.
We went to see.
That made me sweat.
Idina Menzel.
Oh, that's right. I saw your pictures.
Yeah. We went on
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem,
exactly.
As it were, however
Adele,
she self identifies.
Adele Dazeem.
And at first, I was a little concerned.
Why?
As was Aaron. She really sounded like what? Shit. It was startling a little bit because it was her last.
Does she have nodes?
It may have been, but it was the last on a world tour. So she was fucking tired. It was.
She
like,
was really ready to let it go.
Yeah, it fucking go and be done. But
did she make children sing that song with her?
She did.
She did.
She did at the end, and it was really. That was pretty much something. And then there were a couple of folks that with developmental disabilities that, you know, just get so excited about with theater and being able to go up on stage and Frozen, just done.
Yeah.
And so a few of them, and you could tell from something she had done earlier, a different song, that she had some pictures in the background, and there were quite a few folks that it appeared have Down syndrome. So I didn't know if that was, and I haven't looked it up. Like, is that a thing that's special to her, like a cause? Does she have someone in her family? I don't know. But it was so wonderful, and she was so fantastic with these folks. And the kid that went up there, there was only one guy, and he has Down syndrome. And he goes to get up there, and he looked at his mom, and he goes, "Bruh!" You know, like he was very upset, like just, "Bruh!" And he gets led up there, and he's just standing there like, come on. We meet him afterward, and he's going to the red carpet in Chicago because he's part of Mary Poppins and this, and he's very much into theater. He didn't want to fucking walk up there and sing Frozen, and he kind of let it go shit. He's like, God damn it. I wanted to go up there and sing For Good with her, he says to me.
Oh, how funny.
And
that clearly is the better song.
Well, yeah. And he said that or Defying Gravity.
And a duet.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he was just like, he was so pissed that he had to go up there with all the little girls.
Yeah. And all of her signature songs from shows are duets.
Yeah.
Or about a cow. She runs into some problems. For her big solo in Rent is about the cow jumping over the moon and the cow. That's her only solo number.
Right.
Everything else in Rent is a duet.
Just do it.
Everything in Wicked is a duet. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really get a solo number. Defying Gravity is like... she does. But it doesn't get a lot of play. The Wizard and I. I'm Not That Girl.
Right.
I'm Not That Girl. It's really solo.
Yep.
I find in my encounters with the Idina, because I've seen her quite a few times, is what she lacks for in, it's not training, because she's a very trained singer, but she shoots a little higher than...
Right.
Like, she's
reaching.
Yeah, she sings the vocal gymnastics of someone who could settle down a bit.
Yeah, right. Because she has a beautiful voice.
But she makes up for it in just absolute charm. Yeah. You're just so charmed by her.
And totally right.
She chokes and really, like, the Tony, she bit the note. Like,
yeah.
Oh, with the Defying Gravity,
she's known for, like, just biting it at the wrong time. And
Adele Dazeem.
But she, honest Adele to God, Dazeem. And I can't remember, did she, at the Oscars, was she good? I can't even remember, because John Travolta kind of stole her thunder. I feel like
there was something off when we were watching that.
John Travolta?
But they had the orchestra somewhere else? Do you remember did that
down
that
the
time?
Street is where the orchestra was in the Capitol Records building, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I know there's always something always goes wrong with that poor woman. Yeah.
She was live.
She makes up for it with her charm.
Charm, funny, just tell the stories and just very, like, I really want to just be friends with her and go have a beer.
And
and that's what she was saying to a couple people in the audience. This guy yells, "I love you." And she's like, "I love you too." Well, actually, let's be real. I don't know you. I don't know you. I'm sure I would love you. Like, if we sat down and had a drink, I think I would probably be like, "Oh my God, I love you. You're fantastic." But right now, it just doesn't feel, I don't know, true.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, it was but wonderful. And someone else yelled out something. And, you know, and I always get a kick out. It's my show.
Yeah.
So let's, and then she just giggles and goes about. Someone else yells out, "You sang at my mom's wedding." And she went, "How old was your mom?" And it was real funny because he goes, "Oh, it was a woman. It was her second wedding." She's like, "Well, that makes me feel better."
How old is your mom?
Second wedding. Oh, much better.
Much better. And the cool part was, not only did she reference it again later, but referenced the right part of the audience. You know, all of that. And it really was. She was a joy. Getting married again. She announced she's engaged.
Oh, good for her.
To a gentleman who's in, in Newsies.
Is it a hot black guy?
Oh my God, if you say Jeremy Jordan, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh my God, we're all going to die. Wait.
Okay, Marnie's not marrying him.
Wait, no, you can't.
I will kill the messenger.
It's the kid
who was in Mighty Ducks.
Everybody settle down.
It's not Jeremy
It appears
Jordan.
His name is Aaron Lohr.
Yeah, he was in Mighty Ducks all right.
Are you going to live, Joan? God.
Jesus.
Even though I know Jeremy Jordan is already married,
to a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, he's very straight. He's another one that he knows his audience, but he is heterosexual.
And her line, I guess, I had not heard this, but she said, you know, let's be real. Like, and you know, if no one's heard this, you know, I am a Disney princess, but I have all the queens, you know, and the guys just, you know,
sure.
For all the straight guys that were drug here. How many of you were drug here? Just
he was in Newsies
sex.
The movie. Wait.
Oh, so he's old. Newsies the movie's been a minute.
Yeah.
1992 that came out.
Christian Bale's a full grown right. He's an old man now.
Right. That's true.
So anyway, she was just delightful. And she's like, I'm getting remarried. And she goes, I have this habit of meeting men and dating people that have been in theater. I think they're straight, she says.
Oh my God, is there
and then she goes, I hope they are.
Wait,
because Taye Diggs.
Is
right?
Taye Diggs not straight?
No, he is.
Oh, phew.
I thought we had to take a trip.
I know.
I don't know if you remember this kid from the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
He was the bad boy from the Mighty Ducks. That's her betrothed.
He may have spent a minute or two in this bank. I'm not going to lie to you.
That was the only way I knew who he was.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, who the fuck is that? And Aaron's like, you know who it is. No, I don't.
Because you watch the Mighty Ducks so often?
I've seen the Mighty Ducks. Yeah. And he was the one who was like the bad boy who had to, you know.
That's how he got in the spank.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was a password.
He seems to always play like the vaguely ethnic bad boy.
Or I need a towel. I'm not sure.
Password is. Are you using that hand towel?
Oh, boy.
Both hands, please.
Oh, boy.
Grapefruit.
As long as I'm not going to get my ass kicked by this one.
Listen,
of
that was
Jordan.
You really buried the lead there because you really almost got sacked.
I know.
I appreciated that because that's how you do it. You hide your fact. You tell the whole story.
Right. No,
then you drop it.
When it comes to Jeremy Jordan, you have to be very upfront.
Yeah, because I almost took one in the teeth. Jesus.
I want knee replacements. But I want Al to pay for them.
I should have known. And
I thought Barbara Cook was fucking that little boy, and I got kind of mean.
Got mad. Got real mad.
You haven't heard of her since, have you?
She's dead, you know.
And no one knows where I was that day.
You can't prove it. Yeah. You can't prove
it. Do you need a charger? I've got one laying over here.
No, I have for the
iPad. For that one.
Thank you, though. Okay, So, that was about it. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Oh,
very exciting week.
I'm still trying to recover from the fact that Al almost hit you.
He really did. The look on his face. You didn't get to see it.
The show is like televised.
No, you couldn't. You can't see it.
Well, the other side of that was the fact that I thought I was going to have to plan a second vacation to go with him to find Tay Diggs.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
Can I show you the pants from Wicked and could you put them on, please, again?
From Wicked?
Well, tell the story.
Well, because...
wait a minute.
Saw Wicked in the first, 2 months of its run, and Norman Leo Butts, right? Is that his name? Some combination of those three names. Broke his arm, and Tay Diggs took over unplanned and unannounced.
Okay.
So it was a big deal when we were in the audience, and Tay Diggs walked out as Fiero in these tight white pants, and the whole audience gasped. Was it because Tay Diggs was surprisingly playing the role, or was it because this hot black guy in white pants just walked out? There's really no way to know.
You can't prove either.
And apparently they were very form-fitting, the pants.
They gave a lot of information. Religious preference.
Objects were as large as they appear.
Yeah, exactly. This ain't your mom's rear view mirror.
He really is. He's just gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
I know. A friend of mine was like, he's just short and really muscular. I'm like, okay.
Where's the problem?
Yeah,
he's short.
Talented, hot.
I would not imagine him being short.
According to her, I don't know. That's not where my eyes were focused.
No, I can imagine. He seemed long, according to you.
He seemed long?
According to
I was looking at the two melons.
I see.
Wait a minute. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Hang on. How tall is Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs is 5 feet 10 inches tall.
5'10"?
Okay. Bullshit.
It's what it says.
And so is Tom Cruise. Let's just go with that.
Tom Cruise is 5'4".
If you look at him up, it'll say 5'10".
Ask Siri how tall Tom Cruise is, please.
Yeah, there you go. There's our test.
How tall is Tom Cruise?
Scintillating.
Oh, wait. God damn it.
We're not allowed to ask that anymore. Siri can't give out information. Scientology has eliminated that question.
God damn.
Siri converted?
Yeah.
Leah Remini got a hold of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just worked. It's been work.
No.
Okay.
How tall is Tom Cruise?
Is 5 feet 7 inches tall.
Oh, they're being honest now.
No.
Well, maybe.
No, okay.
It's probably 5'4", and he's saying 5'7",
No, I mean
5'7" feels legit.
Yeah, that's legit. Oh. So yeah, my week was work. I had to go with your exciting experiences.
So tell me, before we let you go, I want you to talk a little.
Before we let you go,
interesting.
I didn't realize this was going to end early. Okay.
Tell me about your lottery plans. So that I may play along.
Oh, now first of all, we have to explain what that means because not everybody is following.
This is
going
to come up in obsessions, but I guess we'll do it now.
Let's do that. I'll tell you what
I'm
do.
Jumping
then we'll,
the gun,
and then don't jump the shark.
No.
We need
a bigger boat.
Okay, can I tell you one thing? When you just said dun-dun-dun-dun, it reminded me, they've been talking about Hurricane Irma, and all I can think of is, Irma, stupid, ugly Irma. I keep thinking of that fucking video all the time. Cracks me up. Right off the beach, right there.
Get out of the water!
Sorry, listeners.
I took a...
A bite-sized little man.
I took a... is it raining? I'll go outside in a minute and look. I got a show to do. And it's not dripping above Marnie's chair at this point, so I think that's pretty good.
Goody.
It'll hit the cake. That's usually where it hits. I made an unexpected drive to Palm Springs in San Diego for a customer visit that needed... There was just one of those issues where a customer had problems, and rather than shipping equipment back and forth, I just said, fuck it. I'm going to load up the equipment. I'm just going to drive out, resolve the problem, and drive back.
Nice.
So I was able to slip through. I'd never gone this way to Palm Springs before, where I went through, San Diego, where you go by way of Palm Springs. I usually take the southern route and take 8 across all the way. But I was able to go to Stacy's new bar in Palm Springs and see
how the
construction's coming. Coming along.
Okay.
It is, pictures.
So it's a postage stamp of a place.
Pictures give you one perspective. Okay. And then when you stand in it, you get a very different, yet smaller perspective.
Oh, okay.
He said his occupancy is 50.
It's low. I think that's generous.
No, I think that's fire department.
I think that's official. I don't think it's that high.
Oh, really?
No, it's a small number, but I think it's in the high 30s. Oof. So, anywho, I was there verifying a couple things that construction is going on, building the bar, blah, blah, blah. I was literally there. I got there at 8:43. GPS is amazing. It tells you exactly when the fuck you're going to show up. I left here at 4:30 in the morning, got there, had my meeting, and then I had a little time to kill before I had to get back on the road because I didn't have to be in San Diego until 1:30 in the afternoon. So I ran into, I know you two will remember because you were there at my 40th birthday, Dan Gore.
It was his birthday.
It was.
August 26th.
Yeah, oh, that's true. He is in August.
Isn't that a fucking shame?
So, ran into, got to have... What?
I just shouldn't remember these things. I wish I could get the shit out of my brain.
So I got to run into him, and I met Gypsy Hawk, who is the 85-year-old drag queen that he does in the show in the bar that he has.
I love it. Okay.
Who I didn't realize... Well, I realized because I had seen the picture... if anybody watched the VMA Awards, Miley Cyrus performed with a series of older performers. And older, I don't mean just like 50. Like, these are all like 70, 80, 90-year-old performers. Al was not on the stage. Yeah. But anyway, there was a series of of those performers with her. And I don't know what the even fucking song she sang was, but it was something about... There was something about youth and age. Or, I don't know what the hell. But anyway.
The name of the song is Younger Now.
Okay.
Younger Than.
Sure. Anyway, so Gypsy was on that. They had just come back from the VMA Awards, so I saw that. And then I met, unexpectedly, and I don't know, you may remember this woman. Do you remember a singer named Joey English, lady? She kind of looks like Ann Margaret on this album cover. She was a...
Ann Margaret's brother.
Well, wow. Joey, if you're listening, I'm terribly sorry.
I don't mean to be rude from here.
So
that's...
I met her... saw her radio studio because she does a radio show out of a studio above the bar where Dan has his
in Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs,
okay.
She does a weekly radio show there, and performers who come into Palm Springs from all over the country or the world, they do her show and then they perform at whatever casino or showroom or hotel or wherever the hell they're performing. So I met her, but I have to Google her and figure out more about who she was. But
will you please give me that picture? Because I'm not. I need to see this up close.
Who?
I need to see this picture.
Can you Google Joey English on your phone?
I have things set up right now. You know how this.
Let me Joey English you.
You know how this my.
Here, give her that.
My products get over here.
Joey English. And by the way, she doesn't look a thing like that anymore because, 50 years has passed.
Okay, so
we just get nicer and nicer here.
Yeah, well, she doesn't listen. So I met her, did that.
I made sure of that.
Made my loop through San Diego and came back. So it was lovely. I was happy to report that my Explorer, I don't like the fuel mileage in city, but 25 miles a gallon for that thing on the highway with AC,
that's okay
with that.
Oh, yeah, that's
pretty good with that.
Also, freckles,
and it runs,
not chest hair.
And it runs,
that's what it looks like. That's what I thought. I'm not gonna lie. That's what it looked like.
What she spelled there? Checkles or fresh hair?
Checkles or fresh hair?
Do you need to clean your glasses, tickles. Maybe?
No, from here. I'm saying from there.
Maybe just from a little drop of gin on a hanky.
From a distance.
Yes.
I can see checkles
like
and freckle
hair. Instead of freckles.
I'm letting that go. I don't know what you heard.
And it startled me a lot.
Okay, well, anyway, let's do this because... What is that now?
I thought it's that was you.
It's the Jaws soundtrack forever.
Oh, for
it's just different songs. That,
forever,
was, that was Ben Gardner's Boat.
Ben Gardner's Boat.
That's what it's called. That's the track's name.
That's what the track is called.
Ben
Gardner's
Boat.
We could do The Great Shark Chase.
That's a good one.
There you go.
And you don't even see the fish for like an hour into the movie.
A long time. Bruce didn't work.
No.
Bruce was non-mechanical.
Yes. I read some stuff about him recently, about things you didn't know about the movie. It was interesting.
Or you did if you bought the DVD or laser disc back in the 90s.
Well, most people... Right, exactly.
Did tail to snout viewing.
Okay. This segment...
That would be you.
Here we go.
Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references... only to be met with blank stares.
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show with Clayton McKee.
Really looked.
Okay, three strikes are out. Joey's gone.
Are we still talking about Joey?
Because stage whisper over here to my right.
I look like a man. I didn't say a man. You look like a man.
You look.
I didn't like say a man. That. I said it looked like a man.
Okay, let's go with the less offensive. Looks like Lorna Luft.
It absolutely.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Roper.
Both synonyms.
That's all. God, I was just telling you a story.
Mrs. Roper dressed as Jaws.
Nice.
So my new obsession is
Jaws.
My brand new obsession is clearly the Jaws soundtrack.
Yeah.
During this show.
Clearly.
But my prepared obsession is kind of an angry obsession.
Yep. Oh.
In that I'm obsessed with it being over, and that's Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Oh.
Like you want to be over?
Yes, my God. Listen, I love her. I voted for her. The book didn't even come out. Oh, sorry.
What'd you do?
Unintended shark.
She literally jumped the shark at that point.
Go back in the water! It was a drive-by sharking. I don't know what happened.
Similar to a fruiting, but different.
Must have been a member of the kitchen staff.
Yeah.
But seriously, you know what? I'm glad she wrote the book. I'm glad she got it off of her chest. I hope she makes a whole lot of money over it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of the Bernie-Hillary debate. I'm tired of relitigating it over and over and over. And
we all lost.
And it's not productive. Everyone lost. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent or a child that can't vote. Literally everyone lost this election.
Yep. That's a good point.
And it's... It's 10 months over. It's almost a year over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
isn't that wild?
We have to stop focusing on that, and focus on what's happening now. There's so many things happening now.
So much more that we can put our energy into.
Yeah. And that said, I plan to read the book. I plan to buy the book.
Sure.
Yeah,
but everything in its own place, and it has to stop.
You're going
to
read the book?
Of course, I'm going to read the book.
Yeah,
why wouldn't I read the book?
I want to know her thoughts.
I read Obama's books.
No. I understand that. But you're just saying that you're tired of hearing about it, but now you're going to read it.
Yeah, well, because I don't think that it needs to be top of the news. Like, I don't need to open Google News and see the headline that says, "What Hillary still doesn't understand about Bernie." Pay attention to actual things. I want to read about her book.
That needs to be in book news.
Right. I want to read about her book on page E7, where it belongs.
On the book section.
In the book section. That's where it goes. It's not news anymore.
There are enough people that haven't, and not that any of us truly have, but like the whole gotten over. I mean, there are some people that are still with their heads buried in the sand, and that's not helping anything. Like for the people to kind of move on and use their energy otherwise.
Buried in the sand about what?
The fact that she lost. And so these things kind of keep coming.
I feel like anybody that doesn't know that she lost needs way more help than we can give.
Yeah. Not that they don't know, that they can't handle the fact. Yeah. Like, it's that still that emotional...
They can't handle the loss!
You can't
take
handle
it. Take it easy there, Jack.
You're welcome.
Wow. Like him. Especially in karate, chop me in the throat.
If I knew how to do that,
I'm
it would have been done. Yeah.
Right?
If I had any idea what those words meant, yeah.
Shark! You would look like the South Korean, the North Korean lady.
The excited newscaster?
Yeah.
16 inches offset is a guy with a gun going to blow her head off if she's not as excited as crazy.
Oh, and then... good news.
Boom.
I think we just lost North
Korea. Yeah,
that's okay.
It was an exciting day. They had internet for one day and they wasted it on this show. Really? Really there to
wonderful.
Play.
Yeah.
They
wonderful.
Decided to keep the regime.
Yeah. We've heard you Americans. We're good.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Is that all you're obsessed with?
Back to you, Bob.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought there was going to be more.
No, I'm just angry about it.
I have three obsessions.
I'm angry about it.
I have three obsessions this
week.
You
are an overachiever.
I like it.
Well, they all just happened today.
Nice.
I had a blank week and then boom. Go ahead, Mark.
Very exciting.
Well, my obsession. So I have a new assistant at work. So like a part-time assistant. Erin is my other part-time assistant. And she's fucking hysterical. She's very
funny. Can't put the dogs on payroll, right?
Right.
No, that's a good call.
That's funny.
Yes, you can. They help pay my rent. But the so she showed me this afternoon, and it has, hey, Jacob, it has been my obsession just this afternoon. I've listened to it like three times, and it fucking cracks me up. So, if, and Amina, for real, sit back, girl, because this is funny.
But do you want to tell them what it is?
Oh, I thought that would be more fun. Well, it's just, you know, every now and again, I'm like, that bitch is a cunt, right? Like, I throw out the C word.
We do.
And I mean it. Like, I'm just speaking for me. And well, I mean, we all do, but I'm just speaking for myself.
It's a bitchy night here in Studio C.
No. I'm just for myself right now, is all I'm saying.
Wow.
I'm changing my opinions on alcohol at this point. I think I need some.
Anyway.
Oh, you need some. I got you.
Anyway. But then a whole new world, like, opened up. Because I know.
Jesus, the Disney references in this show alone.
You need a look at
fantastic point of view.
Oh, God.
The voice course, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, this the video we're about to show you is not Disney rated at all.
No, it's not. But it's just fantastic. And there were things, perhaps you all have heard these terms. I had not heard some of them. And it just pleased me. Someone ranting about every name possible for the vagina.
Minge, cunt, lady garden, meat sleeve, vagina, clunge, fanny, your gash. Beef cottons, pish flops, your vag, badly packed kebab, meat wallet, axe wound, snatch, clam, penis fly trap, stench trench, oh. French fry drip, bearded oyster, doggy box, baby cannon, cock socket, mum's glove box, tampon tunnel, a pink taco, juice box. Fagoo, meat flap, your front bottom, kitty, foo-foo, a wizard's sleeve,
oh.
Muff, sugar notch, beaver, pink panther, velvet glove, the notorious V-A-G, your fuckhole, a wee fur burger, and my fucking favourite, a sausage wallet.
I nominate Baby Cannon for the win.
Baby Cannon is good.
Damn it. Baby I thought Cannon, that was so fucking funny.
Baby Cannon is good.
For the win.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
we've played that on the show now.
Well, that happened.
Oh, God damn it.
Nero's not wrong. The accent really makes it.
It does. Oh. It does.
Nero, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. I'm with you. Oh, my God. It was all about the accent. Because without that, I would be like, okay. But and her enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Well, somebody had to edit that because she went through a whole tirade and then they edited it down. Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle.
Well, so I'm now obsessed with
that. I was just saying that's a Scottish accent. I'm going to go with that, too.
Yeah.
I work with a Scots woman.
Well, it says it right on the top.
Do not wish her a happy St. Patrick's Day.
No, I bet
the Alcal tuned in at the right time.
Sensitive.
Yes, she is.
I mean, not her baby cannon. Yeah, that's not sensitive.
Your baby cannon.
Your baby cannon!
Or, you leave
actually,
her baby
let's go with,
on.
We'll never know. Maybe her baby cannon
is
sensitive.
Let's hope we don't find out.
Maybe.
That information shall stay private.
Maybe. No?
Maybe your baby's got the blues.
Maybe her baby can.
What tune is that?
I have no idea. I just made it up.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, baby cannon.
All right, if you're wishing your baby cannon a good morning, I don't want to be there for that. Let's make that deal.
You have to use a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
If you can't find it, try using a handheld cosmetic mirror.
Oh, by the way.
I have 4 days to read tampon boxes in the bathroom. I grew up with sisters.
Speaking of good morning, I don't know why I made me think of this. Rosemarie on her Twitter, did I tell you that Doris Day called her the other day and they chatted on the phone and Doris is fine? Wanted you to know because I know you worry about Doris Day.
Oh, my gosh. That's very important information.
Well, for Al...
Yeah.
Well, for a lot of people, as it turns out,
Rosemarie and Doris Day are both still alive.
Listen,
well, 90 what?
And doing welfare checks on each other.
The Cobalt. We have a long-standing welfare check on Doris Day after the time that I tried to kill her at trivia.
Wait, she wasn't there though.
Well, you don't know.
But was there a doll involved?
No, it was a little round called Dead or Alive.
Show me the doll where you tried to kill her.
You swore she was dead.
I had a poorly made slide with bad information.
Yep.
So I was revealing the answers.
Who made this slide? Yes.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with audible gasps were heard around the room.
Right.
Oh, my pandemonium broke out. They were flipping over bar stools. Right. They were just shrieking and crying.
Cats and dogs are living together. Shark!
Somebody was going to actually go sing in the rain.
It was a disaster.
It sure was.
And so now, on a fairly regular basis, we check in and assure each other that Doris Day
is alive.
Still alive.
There will be a very, very deep day of mourning.
Todd Wyckoff, if you're listening, Doris Day, still alive.
Oh, my God.
If you have Doris Day, Rosemary, and Betty White. Like, still? That would be
the 90s
can
club.
You imagine? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get them a TV show where Doris Day sings every third song. No one wants to hear the other two sing.
No.
Dragging an oxygen tank around, I'm sure.
There you go. I like
shaking
it.
The blues.
Doris Day is allegedly, by all accounts,
completely fine.
Completely fine and fit and well, mm-hmm. just left the public eye. Just was done
a
with.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Right? Her. Like, just kind of.
Exactly. To my horror.
Right.
And you know, I still have plans to kidnap an animal and hold it hostage till she comes out of that house and sings
That's
me a song.
My understanding. Would you like to borrow Patty Hearst?
I would like to see that.
You can borrow Patty Hearst.
I'm not saying that I'm going to object to a beret. If somebody wants to throw a beret,
I'm saying put a beret
on
my dog.
For you or for the animal?
Yeah, anyone in the story may wear a beret.
But if we get her a little tiny fake gun.
I'm going on Amazon.
Oh, a little holster with the gun?
And then, you know, the beret.
I'm just saying.
Patty Hearst.
To free the beast, we're going to need to see Doris Day on the balcony. Right. Two verses of Kisas, Kisas, Kisas. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Oh.
Goes by either title.
I didn't know.
If you can make your mind up, we'll never get started.
You have to get the shoulders in.
Da, 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 da. It's in Strictly Ballroom.
Absolutely.
Kisas, Kisas. Jesus. Oh, so lovely.
What are you obsessed with besides apparently
Hamilton?
Yeah, get ready, because this is where this... Oh, she's... Yeah.
she has the floor.
For those of you just listening, Kat just closed the laptop and pays full attention
now. I'm
prepared.
I believe the app is called Hamilton Broadway.
Okay.
It is.
And you download the app, you put in just a sousan of personal information.
A sousan.
It's French.
Where did you make this shit up? A sousan?
Yeah. Somebody translate for that for me. But anyways.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Of information, and you can enter. And now the Hamilton lottery has become very civilized. Your bid begins just slightly less than, no, maybe more than 48 hours. It's 11 a.m., 2 days prior.
Okay.
The winner is announced at 9 a.m. the day prior to the show. So you have over 24 hours to get to Los Angeles.
Very good.
Your ticket is $10.
Very good.
And
I can't afford to LA that. For the show.
Right. But we all have cars. We all know it's a drivable distance. And we have 24 hours to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
I found a Hilton just up the block for a brief nap. Should we be working the night before and have
Excellent.
To? You know,
now, I can sleep in the Explorer if I have to.
Carry on.
Yeah.
I'll save my questions for the end.
So what I'm doing is any day that I... The problem is, though, is if you are the winner, you have to have the ID that matches what you signed up as, who you signed up
and as. How many... Is it a single ticket?
One per... No, two tickets. You get two tickets.
Okay.
So you can bring a friend, but you have to be one of the people that shows up.
Sure. No, and
would you like to make a pact?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I will. My packs only go one way. I get to go with you.
Right. And you pay for both tickets.
Fair point. I will put out the $20.
Oh, no. I meant, like, you can go with me, but you're paying. That's what I'm saying.
But the people in L.A. that win have to bring me. I don't have to bring them if I win, because I'm bringing the Kat Carlson.
Oh, well, see? There you go. Mm-hmm.
She is the recipient of this. Uh-huh. She is the kidnappee.
I will reciprocate
that
particular offer should I win a lottery.
But if people in L.A. win, I'll drive out and see it with them.
Right.
And reimburse them $10.
So how many different wheels of fun are you on?
Well, Harrison, of course, is playing, so I'm going with her.
So Harrison,
and then
you.
If Aaron wins...
Oh, got it.
I will go enjoy the show with him.
Okay.
If I win, I have to bring the Kat Carlson. Because
got it. And if Kat wins, she'll take you.
If I win, I'll bring you. Absolutely.
Well, I feel like I should do it just for the... Because...
So, logistically, should I want to try and obtain a ticket for, say, a Tuesday show? They're running Tuesday
through
Sunday, correct?
Yeah.
Well, clearly. No. First of all, that goes without saying. Wait until it's here and there's a lottery, because this bitch is entering every day. We're calling off work. We're taking off the show. I don't care what is happening. My children will walk home from school if they have to, so that I can see a matinee. That's not a thing that doesn't happen on the right day of the week.
I'm going to call a Lyft for you. They'll be right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whatever the guy looks like, get in the car.
Yeah.
Chico. Do
they have Ford Explorer? Not today. Not today, Satan. There
you go. So should I want to attend perhaps a Tuesday show to enter that lottery, I would do that at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Sunday.
Correct?
And they give you a long, there's a big open window.
Very nice.
I think you have from like 11 a.m. 2 days prior to the show until like 9 p.m.
Okay.
And it might even be later. And then they announce the winners at 9 a.m. and you allow the push on your phone and you get told win or lose.
Yep.
So I entered for today. I did not win.
Oh.
So I'm here.
So,
but now I enter because I work tomorrow, so I entered for Thursday.
Very nice.
How many tickets are in this lottery?
We don't know. That changes show by show.
And do you know how they determine how many tickets are? Like, do they have people that are canceling, or do they have an allotment of seats that are like a cushion?
It's cancellation list. It's house seats.
Okay.
Like, you know, the guitarist.
They do set aside a couple just for the lottery, though. Like, there are some just reserved
there
for
There are front
it.
Row sure. seats that are set aside just for the lottery because they're not the best seats. They do have a little bit of partial view. That buddy's seat for Book of Mormon was slightly partial view because we were front row. So anything happening to our right was cut off. So, like, the people that were to the right of us, and we were, like, six or I think we were seats 8 and 10 in or 8 and 9 in. So the people to the left of us paid for their seats, or they were lottery winners. I'm not sure which. But their view was even more obscured. So they never saw Darth Vader come on the Book of Mormon stage.
Oh, okay.
Like, Darth Vader was not a part of that show for them. They don't know that he showed up.
Like, 10th row center is where you want to be.
Right, those are house seats. But they're scattered throughout. So let's say, like, the saxophone player wants to invite his parents in because they're visiting from out of town. So there's always a couple seats that they have open for the cast, crew, for, like, family that wants to come in. So at a certain point, they release the tickets and say,
Mom and Dad ain't coming.
Yeah, this person's not coming. Right. There's critics. There's local celebrities. Like, let's say Oprah's in town, and she's like, I need to see this show.
Right.
They have seats available for last-minute VIPs. So they start giving them up at a certain point and saying, like, nope, we'll give those away in the lottery. So that's why some of them will be better seats, some of them will be front row seats, some of them will be partial view seats that never sold. So you just never know.
Okay.
Front row seats don't sound like fun, but sometimes they are. Like, it just so happened that the cast of Book of Mormon here was so terrific and so on their game that front row seats to see the performance that close up was just fun to watch. Because sometimes, you know, live theater is done in broad strokes. Because you can't see, there's no close-ups, there's no way to do that. And that was fun to see a little closer up. And I saw Doubt with Cheery Jones. And I saw it from a kind of a crappy seat in the back of the theater. And was so astounded by that performance that I went back the next night and got better, like, scalped better tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And sat, like, front row because I needed to see what she was doing, like, up close and personal, because I caught it from the 90th row. So now I want to see it second row, like, how bold was that performance? And if you've ever seen Doubt on stage,
I have not.
That is, it's gut wrenching.
I'm pretty sure
I have my Doubt.
Yeah. Oh, I have to take out my binoculars. That's on Sunday. My gosh, I'm going to see Fun Home on Sunday.
Yeah, we're on Saturday.
And we have terrible, terrible seats way up there. And so I've just decided this season I'm going to legitimately bring binoculars.
Good. Yeah.
Very, very worthwhile. And, like, when we saw Fun Home, the little girl changed in the first act.
Yeah.
So she got sick, and the standby was standing by, and they changed out the little girl. And I kind of was like, I couldn't tell the difference between the two because of our distance, but I could tell that her voice got better.
Right.
Like, something was wrong with her voice.
You could hear it differently.
Yeah, I was like, well, either she went backstage and did some... Carousel, whatever that stuff is called. So Hamilton, the thing, so it's in New York. The lottery is going for New York. It's very civilized. The lottery always used to be an in-person thing, but due to traffic
problems.
It's
no longer line up and wait on the street for 75 hours.
Whatever street the Richard Rogers Theater is on had such traffic backup and such problems with congestion.
They basically closed the street every Wednesday because of all the people.
Yeah, all the things that were going on, that they turned it into a lottery. So it's fun. So it's a fun way. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it would be exciting if the Cat Carlson could get see it a little early. And
I'm going to begin playing along immediately.
And I'm certainly not comparing these two things. But it is exciting when something just random, right?
Drops and in your world. We,
like, Mom and I got to go to the last showing for Oprah after the Oscars.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Forget about that.
And that was just...
In Kodak Theater.
Yeah, yeah. And or you don't Dolby think now. You don't think you're going to... Like, I wouldn't be going to that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's like, can you be here tomorrow? Yep.
Sure can.
Yeah. You know, and it was only because of proximity.
Yeah.
Because people, there's no way that they could give tickets away to people that were like in Chicago.
Right,
because,
you had to be there right now.
Yeah.
Well, it was the same situation the afternoon that a friend posted on Facebook that they couldn't go to Bruno Mars a couple years ago, and I bought them immediately and called Mom. I'm like, get ready. She's like,
we're going.
Don't you want to take somebody else? I'm like, hell no, woman, let's go.
Yeah, that we're right there go. Is going to be, I'm going to be prepared for that. I'm going to have a go bag right. the entire oh, yeah. month of yeah. February while it's here.
Sure.
Because yeah. let me tell you, I'm entering the lottery.
And besides, we know someone who in the lottery here for Book of Mormon. So whether they'll do the lottery in Phoenix is in
Buddy
person
early,
or they'll keep it up, but Buddy Early won the very first day, and because no one thought he would win, no one was ready to go.
Oh, and well, you went, right.
That's how I got
that's
to
right.
go.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yep. So I have been the benefactress of
I'm packing my go bag. I'm ready.
No, I think that could be cool. And I depending on what was coming up, I too would cancel the show and throw caution to the wind and roll whether to Tempe or LA, depending on how it works. So I think I should probably enter this as well, just because what the fuck?
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah.
It all works like that. Well, I have three obsessions.
It is that good. Because people are like, does it live up to the hype? I'm like, well, I'm part of the hype, so yes. But seriously, the minute that show starts, I just like sat up in my seat like I was a 5-year-old. I'm like, wait for it. I'm like, oh, we're good. I'm into the gummies. Go ahead.
And Anance is The Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Oh, we all were part of that.
Oh, I yeah. do. I enjoy The Late Show. I miss that show, especially the I forget the name of it, but the skeleton robot.
Oh, sure.
God, I thought
Jeffrey.
Yes, yep. Who was voiced by another actor that it was funny. I enjoyed it. Obsessions may be a little bit over the top for this, but I learned something. Do you all know of a comedian from back in the day?
Paula Poundstone?
No, Moms Mabley. Did you know? Mm-hmm. Do you know
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
oh, yeah.
of Moms Mabley?
I do not.
For those of you who aren't familiar, she was a comedian. Actually, one of the very first female comedians permitted to be on stage mm-hmm. and in front of a bunch of people. She was. Obviously a black comedian. She did a lot of what I found out was called the Chitlin Circuit, which was a touring group that did obviously a lot of the southern states, and then did specifically a lot of black, or what they called back in the day, they call them, you know, the colored theater circuits. Mm-hmm. And was, you can see from this picture, was one of these, told great stories, was a comedian, took her teeth out, dressed like this. This was part of her shtick. Mm-hmm. And she told all of these stories, yada, yada, yada. And the whole thing about her character was, one of the things about her character was, she was always, she didn't want to be around any old man. No, didn't want an old man. Always looking for the younger man. Always, always, always. That was her whole thing.
Okay.
I watched a documentary that was produced by Whoopi Goldberg. I just watched mm-hmm. it last night, and it's part of the HBO documentary series for this fall. And it's about Moms Mabley. It's called I Got Something to Tell You. Mm-hmm. I did not know this in particular thing about it. Did you know that Moms Mabley was... That was her character. That's how she was. Mm-hmm. But when she was not dressed like that, they called her Mr. Moms.
That's right.
She was.
That I did not know.
She was
her.
A yep. lesbian woman dressed as a man. Nobody fucked
and
with
a girl.
Nobody fucked with her. They mm-hmm. never questioned her. She did her life. Yep. She was always surrounded by beautiful girls. Did what she did, but she took her teeth out and did that character. And again, nobody messed with her. She was just a strong black woman who did this great character, blazed a lot of trails for not only black entertainers, but I guess you could say also for the gay community because again, she was just her own person. I just thought it was an interesting.
Whoopi Goldberg mentions her constantly as a reference point for her staying true to her look and not changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Her comedy, her act, the fact that it's not situational comedy, it's character based comedy that she does when she does stand up. You know, she used to do the four different characters.
Oh,
the
right,
girl with the long, luxurious blonde hair and all that stuff.
Right,
which she always credits.
She references the fact that Whoopi herself is not a stand up comedian. She's a storyteller, or she does it through characters, just like Moms did.
Yeah,
and I just thought it was very interesting to find out that little snippet of information about all of that. And she would tell stories. She literally used to go to the White House. Kennedy would call her. Oh. Different people that were literally in government would call her. And again, with all of the civil rights stuff that was going on, she was literally instrumental in some things because they knew that she from stage could get a message across to audiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they, I mean, John Kennedy couldn't stand on a stage and say something to an audience that she could mm-hmm. and get a message interpreted that same way. I just thought that was one thing I thought was quite interesting with in reference to her. So I learned that last night. I just was scanning through documentaries on HBO and saw that and watched it. It was pretty cool.
And I think produced by Whoopi Goldberg, right?
Yep.
Isn't that Whoopi Goldberg and I'm going to get the name wrong. I'm going to say George Shatterly, who produced Laugh-In.
Oh,
He's the one who was part of it, too. And a professor named Bambi Haggins, who is a professor at ASU right here in Phoenix, or in Tempe. She was one of the people part of it. So that's one. Number two, let's talk about, and I found out she's a local girl, a local lady. Anybody know about Brenda Webb? She's on the Twitter. She's out there on the Twitter now. She's got she has a protected account. You can't see her tweets unless she follows you or
twice as many followers as I do.
Look at the tweets though. She tweets like a motherfucker. She got 25,000 out there. She's following a lot of people, followers. She likes a lot of stuff. Well, if you can't read what I've got on the screen or if you're not watching, I'll read it. She's a single mom, not perfect. She's a positive person, she says. Politics annoy her. Now keep that in mind.
Okay.
Politics annoy her. Just can't help it. She's also a big lover of anything Mickey or Disney. She loves that Disney. She likes the mouse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's out there. Well, now let's go over to another person. And my obsession has been Twitter. I was telling Kat this earlier. You scroll through, a lot going on, right?
So much.
Right.
Well, Cher, let's go over to Cher. Now, Cher today, you know, the DACA thing came out from the dumpster fire, right? Yeah. So that whole thing. Well, Cher, she's a tweeter. She's out there. I follow Cher. So she posts out there that those who can must take a dreamer into their home and protect them. She says, I'm ready to do this and pray others in my business will do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctuary. That's what she wants. That's what Cher says. Well,
it's not a shark.
Shark!
So,
I was going with a Hunchback of Notre Dame.
So,
I am not an animal.
So now you'll remember earlier in this show, our friend Brenda. Brenda Webb.
Brenda Webb.
Well, Brenda, who doesn't like to get involved in politics,
I like how 2 seconds ago was earlier in the show.
It was earlier than right now.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Well,
I agree.
Brenda stepped in some shit.
Cher? Was it Cher shit?
Cher shit. So Brenda decided she was going
to
tweet Cher.
I'll give it to him, Chip.
Sure you will, Cher. I believe it when I see it. Well, Cher replied.
Oh,
Cher replied, then keep your eyes open, bitch. Now, after this tweet happened, and it kind of made a little rubble on the social media, I looked up, and, Brenda had taken her tweet down.
Oh.
Yeah, she'd taken it down. But fortunately, somebody did this little screenshot. So we've got that. Screenshots are great. So just remember, if you want to, her name is Brenda Webb.
Yeah.
Traditional spelling. Feel free to reach out to her. Send her a little message.
Yeah.
Maybe a Cher song. She ought to be good.
Yeah.
Tweet her that.
Do her you Twitter handle to make it easier.
Oh, that'd be good. Get him in.
Is at BW Webb with two B's. BWEBB. 5'6"
mm-hmm. B Webb 5'6" All right.
If she could turn back time.
She's the same age as my parents.
And she can't turn
she's
back time.
She's a baby boomer.
So, so there's that. Now I got one more obsession, and I should have known about this some time ago, and I didn't. And I don't believe we talked about it, but we've talked about on this show that we were going to do a caftan show. We were going to do a Mrs. Roper, caftan show. Yep. Well, I found.
I'm not ready.
Oh, I'm not ready either.
I want to eat more before that show.
What?
Oh, I don't need to.
Can it be like a summer Thanksgiving show when we do that?
Well, I found this and I thought it was just, I thought it had just happened.
Caftans in Columbus.
And I found out that this is, Caftans in Columbus. I found out that this happened in 2013. I thought it was more recent than this, but it is not. But here we go. It's, what happened to that?
Hang on.
Where's what happened to my thing?
No.
I think it just rebooted.
No, it didn't. No.
Sorry.
Well, no, it can't do that.
Well, it says sorry, not Sony.
Sorry!
Okay, quick. God damn it, that's loud.
That's how you used to play that game. Remember, game with a bell until parents objected and the bell went away?
That's why.
All games objecting. With bells are a bad idea.
I'm going to reload the. Oh, wait, I'm sure we can reload this.
I had the game with a bell. Can you imagine my parents' delight? I think my mother was the spearhead of that letter writing campaign.
No.
Okay, so this, you'll understand the theme song. It's our, it's a Mrs. Roper, Million Roper March that was done in 2013.
That's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
So I thought this was...
How were we not invited?
Well, because it's in New Orleans.
Oh, why do you need a beard?
Apparently.
So I, we gotta all get... How comfortable are caftans? I'm sure. And there they all are in all their glory.
That's a lot of chafing.
How would it be chafing?
I just feel that there's a lot of chafing.
A lot of breeze?
Mm-hmm. If you're in a caftan, your thighs have met. I'm just telling you.
Perhaps you should wear some supportive undergarments to prevent the chafing.
Well, I would agree.
You know if the crotch on your caftan is tight, you're fat.
No.
Leave a little space. That means your phase three's company, too.
Down at the Regal Beagle.
Yeah, the Regal Beagle.
Yes. So there. I got that out of my system. Wow.
And you may remember I started my career as Joyce DeWitt, so that really does tie it all together.
Yes. That's a good point. Anand, what?
I do.
What's the important news?
What in the
Come on, Anand.
What is
Work it out.
What?
He's got another important news.
He has important news, but he won't just say it.
Why?
Right. I don't know.
Oh, you know what we don't have yet? We don't have a drinking word, Alfie. What are we going to do?
Shut
up! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'll keep the soundtrack.
I thought that was assumed.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's a happy-go-lightly part. That's when they're enjoying themselves
at sea. It's the chase. It's the great shark chase.
That's the happy-go-lightly. Go lightly.
Is that Happy Go Lucky and Holly Go Lightly merged together?
Go Lightly.
Nicely done.
Go Lightly was a product that when my grandfather many years ago had to have a colonoscopy.
And still exists.
They gave it to him in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And when he got home, he said, that's a fucking lie. It should be called Go Like Hell.
We call it Go Everywhere. And I was surprised to learn recently that it's a play on words. Because I finally looked at the bottle instead of just screaming, shark! When it came near me. Because you knew your patient's going to shit for the next 12 hours. That the light in it is about electrolyte, so that you don't die from shitting that much.
Oh.
That you're drinking something that makes you poop like crazy, but replaces your electrolyte, so you don't go into like
a lethal arrhythmia. That's so nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
Things I didn't know for a thousand, Alex, right there.
And neither did I. Seriously, when you saw that bottle, you just started crying. And now I'm 50, so I'm going to have to drink that bottle.
That's fair.
So
that's fair.
Turn around, be fair play, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do live from the toilet on that fucking day.
We'll green screen that one. Green, or something.
Green may not be the color you want.
Maybe not.
Just
Well, not
maybe?
Brown. For sure.
Where is what I want? Oh, this is what I want. I can't find what I wanted in here. I hate when that happens.
I think we should just stay with the main theme.
Oh, no.
Jesus, goddamn.
It's very exciting.
It's almost psycho with the little...
Shower. Herman Bernard is the composer from Psycho, and John Williams often credits him as his...
His inspiration.
His inspiration, yeah. Of doing like really overbearing scores. Yeah. And that's the feel that's the thought that they were going for with Jaws was Psycho. And
I can't wait to get the copyright infringement emails after this segment.
You're welcome.
That'll be great.
They've all been pretty short.
I like how every time I get one of those emails, you're not in trouble, but guess what?
But we don't like what you did.
Somebody's claimed it. You know, no shit.
In India, they're going to be hearing, as far as the sexual orientation, it's a curative. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Petition. As far as isn't it to make it okay in essence to be gay? Like it's just a matter of
they're gonna. It's what they did in the Texas one, the sodomy laws from Texas that they tore down in our, which was not as far away as you think. I think it was in this century, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. That they're gonna get rid of sodomy laws.
That's fantastic.
Or they're trying.
They're trying to.
Dating back to 1860, introduced during the British rule of India, criminalizes sexual activities against the order of nature, arguably including homosexual sexual activities. The section was decriminalized with respect to sex between consenting adults by the High Court of Delhi in July of 2009. That judgment was overturned by the Supreme Court of India on 11th of December 2013, with the court holding that amending or appealing the section should be a matter left to Parliament, not the judiciary. So that's what we're getting to, is those Texas versus, I can't remember who the gentleman's name was, about consensual sex behind bars. I know you've lost the whole format.
No, because remember, we started at a quarter
We're right
after.
On time. We're right we're on good. Time. It's Lawrence v. Texas.
Lawrence v. Texas. Thank you.
You're
it
welcome.
Was Larry.
Larry.
Larry!
From the Regal Beagle.
That's right. He's down at the Regal
Probably
Beagle.
Probably so, knowing how Larry was.
He knocked on my back door. That was the problem.
and Amina's correct. They're just all being
Oh, wait, wrong sound effect.
Shock!
God. Oh, my God.
At my back door.
Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Be afraid.
It's our time for headlines on this. It's Q-Talk America on the show on the 5th of September, 2017, show 315. And it goes something like this. A drug dealer loses his shoes.
Cake.
Oh. I'm going to bite your fishing line.
Robert E. Lee descendant resigns as pastor after VMA's backlash.
Balloons are scaring local police.
Protest is the new brunch.
Scott Baio can fuck right off.
Amen. A couple got caught fucking in Florida, and I lost the headline.
Wow.
We've got our shit together.
Exactly. Those headlines are coming up at the beginning of next hour. And here we go, boys and girls. It's end of hour one. Stick with us, won't you? It's a good time. It's Q Talk America.